I mentioned yesterday some of the reasons why a person cannot do the chuppah inside an Orthodox synagogue's sanctuary. So Harav Rav Avadia Yosef is quoted in Sefer Yabi Omer Chelek Gimel. He writes regarding this topic, and he writes as follows. He says, besides the fact that once they want to get married inside the sanctuary, a person is supposed to be observant of Kedush Adam Akum. So he says, V'anashim ikansu betzeniut, hare'uya, u'bekisui harosh. You have to make sure all the guests who are being invited are all going to be absolutely, as I mentioned, completely tzanua, which means modest dress. And v'yeshu minatzad be'afrada mukhledet. And they have to have a separate, complete separate seating. Velo yeshu anashim enashim yachdav be'irvuvia. Not to sit afilu during, there is no tefillah over here. However, there is one of the most important occasions of a man's life, which is has to be with tremendous amount of sanctity and kedusha. They are building the pillars by which they're going to establish their house. So it has to be absolute separation inside the sanctuary between men and women, not to sit together. And then, v'gam yizaharu lebal yamshichu besicha batala veletzanut vekalut rosh. As I mentioned, it has to be during, let's imagine, a basic, regular chuppah will take anywhere from half an hour to at least an hour. Minimum should be minimum. Mamash, if you have no speech, nothing, at least half an hour. Then it's going to be sometimes an hour, sometimes more than an hour. And within the duration of the time, there cannot be any sicha batala. Sicha batala means business talks. And let's anut, not to make fun of each other. Kalut rosh, not to do light-headed activities by any of the members who are being invited. V'chein lo yimshechu b'me'achal b'mishteh. They are not allowed to eat. They are not allowed to drink. Be'ishun sigariot, not to smoke. Shebazeh gormim lechalel kedushat ha'makom ha'mekudash. Because otherwise, the guests being invited, you're causing them to degrade the holy location that they are in. אבל אם חסר אחד מן התנאים הנ"ל, אפילו if one of the conditions that I just mentioned, הרב עובדיה is writing, is going to be missing, he says, then the rabbi is supposed to be become very, very strong about this. שלא להרשות בשום אופן עריכת נישואין בבית הכנסת כלל, ומהשם יישא ברכה. He should not allow the chuppah procession being performed inside the sanctuary at all whatsoever, and he will deserve a tremendous amount of blessing. And also, the fact that I mentioned that they made such a rule, let's say Harav Soloveitchik used to speak about this topic, that the Christian made a rule that whoever watches live broadcast via TV, let's say, of the Sunday mass that they have, they made a ruling by the Christians that whoever watches it, whoever cannot attend, watches the function, then automatically it's as if you're there, being that it's live broadcast. So they had such a rule. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, when they made such a rule, so it makes a bigger reason why a person should not be watching. Besides the fact that he says, Shani Minut Demoshcha, a person that listens to the words of Kefira eventually is going to be pulled down to it. So if a person listens to philosophical discussion by Kofim and Epikorsi, eventually a person is not saying, no, I'm immune. There is no such thing. This is against Judaism, against Torah. To a person say, I'm immune. Nothing affects me. I could listen and nothing would happen. People listened and they got baptized because of the fact that they did listen to the words of the missionaries, etc. So therefore, Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, when they made the rule that whoever watches the live broadcast is as if you're there, so it gives you, besides the fact that you're not supposed to listen to the words, besides that, he said it makes a bigger reason because it's as if you're inside, and going inside is asur for us. So comes out, I wanted to mention this point. Harav Avadia quotes that the Kumarim, the bishops and the clergy of this religion, Natsrut, they made a rule. And Shirak bebeit tiflatam mutar likshor kishrei nisuin, that you could only do it, the act of marriage, inside their temple. V'chol ha'chatuna, shetiarech michutz lebeit tiflatam, lo tukar al yadei ha'shilton. Anybody that is going to get married, let's say in a court, in a room, in a hotel, any other place, they made a rule that automatically is null and void. It's canceled. They cancel it. So therefore, v'amelech karl, he scheme lechuk for to the king of the time. He agreed to this chuk that was made by their clergy. Umeaz, and immediately as soon as this ruling was accepted by them, Gedolei Israel, even though I mentioned yesterday that the Rama brings, at the time of the Rama, 550 years ago, there was such a custom to do it inside the sanctuary of the synagogues to get married there. He says, Me'az Gedolei Israel. However, once they made such a ruling, Asher Ratzu Lehabia Et Ma'achatam, they wanted to protest, and they wanted to make a separation between our religion and theirs, they made a ruling, Hamuchletet, absolute ruling, Hotziu Bekavana Et Arichat HaChupot El Michutz LeBeit HaKnesset, Kesemel Lema'acha'a Neged Gezerotehem. As if it's to say, nothing doing. We don't want to have anything, as the Pasuk says, that it used to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Matzeva, that Avodah Kedoshim used to bring a Mizbeach on the Matzeva, on the altar with one stone. However, the Pasuk says that later on, since the Goyim used to use such an altar for their Avodah Zarah, it became hated and disgusted by God. So therefore, there could be such a thing. Not regarding mitzvot, but there could be such a thing regarding our hanhaga, regarding our behavior, that it would be acceptable, but once the Ovdei Avodah Zarah use it for their Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asher Sane Hashem Elokha, it's Pasuk in the Torah, that it could be one time in the history of the Jewish people, we used to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way, but later on, it became Asher Sane Hashem Elokha. Let me mention one last Nekuda, and I'll end with this Nekuda. Harav Yitzchak Yosef writes, once you have a wedding inside the sanctuary, even if all of the conditions, which is highly, highly unlikely, are going to be met, says Harav Yitzchak Yosef. Let me tell you a couple of other ones. Yesh lehazir shelo leitnashek im hachatan, ukerovav leachar hachupa. Don't kiss the chatan. What do you mean? Can there be one wedding that the cousins, the father, the rabbi, okay, the rabbi knows the halakha. But can there be other people that will not kiss the chatan? Would you be able to be standing under the chuppah, the father, Baruch Hashem, was zuche, the brothers that are attending there, not to kiss the chatan? You are not allowed to kiss inside the sanctuary except the hand of your father, the hand of your rabbi. That's it. You are not allowed to kiss your cousin, the chatan, nobody else. So therefore, shein lenashek bebe keneset. You are not allowed to kiss in the Beit Knesset. Harav is very interesting. Nekuda, one of the big rabbis, was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Harav Shalom Mashash. He was very close, Yedid of Rav Ovadia. So he writes that the Moroccans is an exception to the rule. He was himself Moroccan, and he used to say, Moroccans, anybody gets an aliyah to the Torah, they kiss each other. It's not because of the fact that you're showing love to somebody else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why it's prohibited. He says, no, this is proper manners. So this is honoring the one who got an aliyah, and this is proper manners by us Moroccans. Rav Ovadia writes, nothing doing. Even Moroccans have to stop, even if the person who got an aliyah to the Torah, and this is their custom, this is derech nimus, proper manners, nothing doing. In the Beit Knesset, anybody gets an aliyah, you're only by those who are obligated. You are obligated to respect them. The hand of your father, the hand of your rabbi, you could kiss. By anybody else, to kiss on the cheek, nothing doing. So therefore, this is another reason, additional reason, why you shouldn't be holding the chuppah inside the sanctuary. Everybody wants to show his respect and love to the chatan. But Baruch Hashem or Zoche to go under the chuppah. This is another reason. She'en le'nashek bebet Knesset.